Well, they say that cancer costs in the United States could hit $207 billion by 2020. Following the life stages of baby boomers has become somewhat of a national pastime. And now as the flower power generation reaches the age of Medicare eligibility, policymakers are wondering just how much their health care will cost. A new study published by researchers at the National Cancer Institute predicts how much more the nation can expect to spend on its collective cancer cure and care a decade from now. The aging of the population alone means that the cost of cancer care will increase by 27%, according to the study. That's a jump from $125 billion now to $158 billion in 2020 and 2010 dollars, which they say could reach $207 billion. Well, maybe we can help avoid that and get you better now. Up next, Dr. Leonard Coldwell on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Dr. Leonard Coldwell is considered one of the leading authorities of self-help education for cancer patients and is called by many authorities as the world's leading expert on this disease. After 16 years as a general practitioner in Europe, he left general practice to concentrate on his applied research in stress and stress-related diseases with particular emphasis on cancer and other incurable diseases. Dr. Coldwell is one of the leading voices when it comes to staying well and keeping well naturally. He was on with me in August of 2010. And, Doctor, I'm told you had an incredible response. Welcome back.
George, thank you so much for having me again, and Happy New Year to you. It was unbelievable. I'm nearly every day on some kind of a radio show, but the stunning success of your show, it supersedes everything. We got 144,000 emails, 144,000 emails to instinctbasedmedicine@gmail.com, and we got 45,000 people subscribing to my newsletter at drleonardcoldwell.com.
Good for you.
So it was just unbelievable. All the sites crashed, George. Thank you so much. And that the sites crashed, of course, is a good thing. I don't mean it to be a bad thing. It was just stunning for everybody involved. And we got over 4,000 thank you emails. We just forwarded you a couple of hundred, but we got over 4,000 emails thanking you, basically writing me, but thanking you for having me on and for the really helpful information these people got. So, George, again, thank you so much.
Well, you know, you and I come from the school, Dr. Leonard, that we want people to be cured of these diseases. And cancer is way up on the list. And, you know, in the things you talked about before, and we'll talk about this hour with you, you know, people can minimize this problem, can't they?
Absolutely, because people do not need to get sick at the first place. Cancer is not genetic. You can have a genetic predisposition, but it does not mean you get any kind of disease genetically. And people can just do to using common sense again, George. That's what you always talk about, common sense and instinct. We have, for me, as a Christian, I believe in our instincts as God talking to us. So I believe our instinct cannot be wrong. If we have a feeling we should eat something or we shouldn't eat something, then we really, really should listen to it. And we should just really start using common sense again, George, because it is so important that we get the control back, that we take responsibility for our own life and health. There is no bad faith that you have to get any kind of disease. We can basically avoid every kind of health breakdown, because it's in our hands. It's in our way of thinking. It's in our way of acting. It is our habitual way of life. And basically, people just need to get educated again and help to self-help. And as you said at the beginning, health cancer care, the cost of cancer care. Imagine, George, that they care about the cancer. They treat the cancer. They do not treat the person. And In my experience after dealing with over 35,000 cancer patients and having a cancer cure rate of 92.3% found in two independent studies done, I can tell you that every cancer is avoidable and every cancer is curable within 2 to 16 weeks. And people need to get this message of hope.
You know, as you were telling us back in August, that cells rejuvenate themselves. So what you want to do is eradicate those cancer cells so the good ones grow back. And not a lot of doctors or practitioners will teach people that. Instead, they want to bombard you with radiation and chemotherapy, and they don't want to go after what you're supposed to, and that is let your cells grow and grow healthy.
You're absolutely right, George. The medical profession is not trained. It's not the fault of the doctor. The medical profession is simply not educated or trained in health or curing or healing. They are only studying pathology, which means decay, illness, and death. And they only learn how to interfere with symptoms. They never treat the person. They never treat the root cause of the problem. Mainly, every illness, mainly cancer, is based on lack of energy, which is caused on mental and emotional stress and toxemia and acidosis, so that the body is acidic instead of slightly alkaline, which is easy to achieve with some good cleanses and supplementation. But also, people do not put the emphasis on their stress level in life, George, because stress makes you acidic. And Otto Warburg and Max Planck both got the Nobel Prize in Medicine by proving that if the body is slightly alkaline on a pH scale of 7.36, you cannot develop cancer and cancer cannot grow. We just need to give people the tools, the education, and the message of hope they need and deserve. And no cell in your system is older than 2 years. 1 to 7 billion liver cells renew each second. You have every 6 weeks a brand new liver. People just need to look at the facts. But as we talked about it last time, the system can only regrow healthy cells if you are detoxified. And the most important cleanse we have is at mybepure.com, which I specifically invented for cancer patients, to get cleansed on a cellular level, all cells at the same time, which is really, really, really important. And the feedback we have gotten from your listeners is just stunning. Also, George, please let me say that we have another free report again. And I want to tell people this before we end the show, that they don't all call at the same time.
No, you can't handle that.
we can't handle you, George, your listeners, and the success. And they're really wonderful people. So at drleonardcoldwell.com, Dr. Leonard Coldwell, Coldwell was a C, C-O-L-D-W-E-L-L, like Coldwell Banker, drleonardcoldwell.com. The banner's already up with your banner on it. And if people click on the banner with the Coast to Coast logo on it, they get another free report, a secret health report, with information they could not get otherwise, because we cannot send it out through the airways by law.
Understand. I'm going to tell you a story that you will absolutely love. About 4 months ago, I had to be in Las Vegas for a meeting. And afterwards, I'm playing blackjack, right? I love it. Mm-hmm. It's fun. You sit there and do your thing, and there's a science behind it, I think. And there's a woman next to me, and she's playing too. And she must have been in her late 50s, maybe early 60s. And we just started talking. And she's from Santa Barbara and also Ireland. She lives in those two areas. Mm-hmm. And she was telling the table, including the blackjack dealer, that she had almost stage 5 breast cancer. And doctors had given her just a couple months to live. And, you know, she looked pale. She looked weak, but she had, Leonard, probably the best attitude I have ever seen in somebody with that disease or any disease. I mean, she was upbeat and happy, and she said, I'm going to defeat this. It dawned on me, you know, what the heck? I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to give her some Dr. Leonard Coldwell advice. And so I said, I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to send you some organic green foods. I'm going to send you some pH test strips. And she didn't even know what they were. And I said, I'm going to send you some other things, but I want you to test yourself. I am convinced, just hearing you, that your acidic level is unbelievable and that your alkaline level is very low. And she said, okay, so she gave me her address, and, you know, and I told her who I was and all that stuff. And she said, yeah, I've heard of your show, but she said, I don't listen. But I said, well, you better now. That's the deal I want.
Yeah, and so everybody needs to.
So I went back home, and I got everything together for her, and I shipped it. And I got an email from her 4 days later, and it basically said, oh, my God, my alkaline level is 4.5. And, you know, I told her, just based on the things that you've taught us, that cancer lives in an acidic body, and that's what her body is. It's loaded with that. And if she starts to change that, she might be able to at least start changing everything else.
Absolutely, George. And I'm sure you might have saved her life, or even or at least gave her more time, more years to her life, because when we look at the science, it is just the problem just is that there is no money in it for the pharmaceutical or medical industry to educate people how easy it can be to cure or prevent cancer. And if we all know, see, you just did the basics, and you look at the basics, and you help this woman with the basics, with chlorophyll-rich food, with greens, which have a lot of oxygen, put a lot of oxygen into the system and help the body to alkalize. And the second the body is alkaline, the cancer growth stops. And people just get this simple message today, George, that they understand that the cancer growth stops the second the body is slightly alkaline. And that is easy to achieve with greens or juicing greens, drinking a gallon of water a day with half a teaspoon of sea salt in it. It is so simple and easy, and people are so grateful. And that's why people are so grateful for your show, because you give them real tools, common sense tools, easy to understand messages. And this is what our world needs today. And that's what you are doing anyway, and what I'm trying to do is to give them a message of hope. And the message of hope basically is, if you take care of yourself, your body will take care of itself for you.
And I don't want anyone to misunderstand us. I think mainstream medicine and doctors specifically do a wonderful job. I think Absolutely. There are people out there in medicine who want to save lives, who want to help people, and they're devoted to their profession. And I've seen it every day. I know doctors who go into their office at 6 o'clock in the morning, Leonard. They don't leave until 8 o'clock at night. They care about people. What we're talking about is the ability for people with their own bodies to fight these diseases, in addition to whatever they want to do with their own doctor. And I think that's important.
That's their own decision anyway. And I, George, I have, first of all, most of my friends are medical doctors. And I have never seen a doctor going out there saying, I'm going to kill some people today. That's completely absurd. If there's people out there that's saying these absurd things, that's not true. The doctors just do not have the education. And that's set up the way by the Rockefellers in the original over 100 years ago, by John D. Rockefeller, who basically wrote the curriculum for the medical profession and the education. And only his pharmaceutical drugs that he produced were allowed as the solution or the cure. So it's not the doctor's fault. All doctors that are out there to help people. They do not get into this hard studying over these years in universities to not help people. And I really need people to understand that. The doctor wants to help you. He just doesn't have the tools because he has not the education in the natural way. But there's a lot of ways that your doctor can help you, and most of all with diagnostic tools and support, and also telling you things you need to know about toxicity levels and all these elements.
Well, if you don't have your health, it doesn't matter if you're successful. It doesn't matter if you're making a lot of money. It doesn't matter if you're in love and have a wonderful family, because if you die early and you aren't allowed to be able to help the people you love and take care of them too, you've missed the mark. So, you know, when I do these programs, Leonard, I'm doing them for one main reason, and that is for people to improve the quality of their life, because that to me is number one. They have to take care of their health, and then everything else they can take care of after that.
Absolutely, George. And this is why people believe you and trust you, because they feel that. They feel your sincerity. And this is what we need to get more into. That's why I'm saying people need to start listening to their instincts again. People need to start using common sense again. Because all your listeners that wrote me about you and how great you are and how you helped them over the years and that they get real information from you, while many others just talk about generalizations that do not really do anything for them, you can tell on these emails how grateful people are because you are using common sense, you care, it comes across, and I always have to emphasize, please, ladies and gentlemen, start listening to your instincts again and don't listen so much to the brainwashing that comes from outside, from even neighbors that mean well, but their opinion is often based on absolutely nothing. It's just their opinion.
Cancer comes from what areas out there in society? Environment, food, water? How many other areas do we get bombarded with the possibilities?
It's getting more and more. The main element will never change. 86%, that's absolute science, sound science. 86% of all doctor visits and all cancers are based on stress, mental and emotional
stress. 86%.
86%, wow. George. And that comes from people living in constant worries, doubts, and fears, lack of self-love, lack of self-esteem, hopelessness, helplessness, a feeling of helplessness. And if you look at the science, that 86% of all doctor visits and all illness, not just cancer, is stress-related, then it becomes more clear that, of course, you may be able to bridge a symptom with a supplement or with a drug that your doctor is giving you or a treatment that your doctor is giving you, but you will never be able to eliminate the root cause. So the illness will always come back. And this is why people have to learn to deal with their stress more effectively. My CD set from instinctbasedmedicinestore.com, which they give you a 25% discount if you order the next 48 hours, is something that gives people in 20 minutes the equivalent of 8 hours of deep, restful sleep. And the only way to eliminate harmful stress is deep and restful sleep. And you know how many people, I think many of your listeners too, suffer some kind of insomnia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't sleep. I don't get a lot. I get maybe 5 hours a day because of what I do.
Of course. And you do it because you care. But on the other hand, it doesn't make you ill, George, because you love what you do. That's the most important part. You love what you do.
That's a good point.
And see, that's exactly what you just told me about, the story with this lady playing cards with you with her great attitude. Because the attitude will give her energy, and the energy will help her to heal or keep her alive. Because every illness is based on lack of energy. So 86% of all illness are based, or cancers are based on mental and emotional stress, not physical stress. That's not really a big problem.
And right now, Leonard, people are being bombarded with all kinds of stress, aren't they? Economy, jobs, you name it. People are getting it. This horrible tragedy in Tucson, Arizona. I mean, people are just bombarded with this stuff. How much can they take?
They are already at the end because they're reaching a point of hopelessness and learned helplessness, which is basically the precursor of death. And the horrible shooting and all these kind of things are coming out of a society that has no hope anymore. And you watch what our politicians are saying, and I always say America is not their politicians. It seems like it's two different worlds. It seems like they are the politicians, and then they are us. And it kind of like seems we both live in a different world.
Indeed. Leonard, stay with us. We're going to come back and talk more about some of the possible cures, natural cures, things you can do just to help yourself. And we'll take phone calls as well with Dr. Leonard Coldwell on Coast to Coast AM. Well, are you zapped next hour? And Louise Gittleman joins us. We're going to talk about you and your lifestyle as well. When we come back, let's take more phone calls with Dr. Leonard Coldwell on Coast to Coast AM. You're probably getting as many calls here as you did emails, Leonard. Here they are. How are you?
George?
Hey, give us a little overview, if you can, on some of the natural cures.
First of all, it all starts with detoxification. As long, by the way, our site just crashed again. You cannot build a house on shaky ground, and if you have an old house, you cannot just build a new house on top of it. You have to get rid of the old stuff first and get a foundation to build a new house. So it starts with foundation of cleansing your system. I always I'm a friend of juicing, fresh juicing, but the MyBePure.com cleanse is specifically made to give you in 21 days the foundation you need on a cellular level to be clean to build a new house, because it does not matter how many good elements and things you take or eat or supplements you take. If you are toxic, if you are acidic, all this cannot work. And if you are stressed out, your immune system and your metabolism is shut down, because the stress shuts down the metabolism. So you can have the best vitamins in the world or minerals in the world. They cannot get into your system. So you need two things. I endorse the Cleanse My from MyBePure.com and from InstinctBasedMedicineStore.com, my CD set, the stress reduction CD set, which is basically the essence of 25 years of experience working with people to help them, to help themselves. And they have special offers. And on DrLeonardColdwell.com, if you sign up there, you get the special report, but you also get with the cleanse, if you order the BePure cleanse from MyBePure.com, you get a free tray site, which are minerals for 6 months. It's a value of $50, I believe, for free, and you get 25% off InstinctBasedMedicineStore.com for all my books and CDs. And that is only for the next 2 days for your listeners, and the banner to sign up is on DrLeonardColdwell.com. So you start with a good cleanse. You have to have hydration, because dehydration is one of the most elements for unnecessary symptoms and the development of disease.
How do you know you're dehydrated?
When you are thirsty, you are already dehydrated. You are only get the feeling of thirst, or you're constantly hungry, even you just ate. It's usually a misinterpretation of dehydration. Very often the feeling of hunger is just stands just in for the dehydration, for the feeling of thirst. And it's very, very important that people know that they, if they don't have a severe kidney illness or condition, they need a gallon of water a day. If you don't have a gallon of water a day or juice, then, George, you are dehydrated no matter what, because nearly over 80% of our body is built from water. This water is like a standing river. If it doesn't flow, it rots away in a very short amount of time. And the body only lets go of the old water, of the old liquids, if there's constant new liquid coming. And the body is not afraid of holding everything that he has because it doesn't know if there's new liquid coming. So it's very, very important to train your system. Don't worry. There's new water coming. Flush the toxins out and keep the good fluids going. The next part would be that you have like I use Universal Greens from a company called AwesomeSupplements.com. And most of all, we are all on a high toxic level with metals due to vaccinations, what we inhale, mercury in the teeth and all these kind of things. And the best test for heavy metal toxicity, home test, and the best heavy metal cleanse is from HelpingAmericaNow.com, HelpingAmericaNow.com. Because they have a test, you can do the test before and after. You know exactly what the cleanse did for you, the metal cleanse, and you know exactly where you stand with it, your toxicity level. So to answer your question correctly, the first element is to cleanse your system, because if you don't have a clean system that is alkaline, slightly alkaline, and oxygen-rich, no matter what you do, you cannot heal, you cannot feel good, you cannot have energy. And lack of energy also causes depression, anxiety, psychological and psychiatric problems.
Okay, I've got many questions more for you, Leonard, but let's take some phone calls. Kearney, Nebraska on the Skype line. We've got Max there on Coast to Coast. Hi, Max. Go ahead.
Hey, George. Hello.
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Caldwell, I'm a wellness practitioner, passionate about what I do. Injured myself 2.5 years ago. Now I have severe back pain that we cannot control.
The most important element is, as I said, dehydration causes pain because pain can only be signalized in an acidic environment. So if you alkalize it, the pain goes down. But I always recommend regular chiropractic visits. That's really, really important for any kind of injury or spinal problem. The pain level, I use something, I think it's dirt cheap, I think it's $5, so they're called Tiger Balm. When I have some problems like that, because I did a lot of sports and had a lot of horseback riding accidents in my life.
Yeah, it's a salve, right?
You just rub it on, and it's kind of $5, $6. You need to take the red one or brown one, not the white one. The white one is if you have bronchitis or things like that. And that is really helpful if you put a hot, wet towel on it, not that hot that you burn yourself, and keep it there for 20 minutes at a time. When you apply it, that helps a lot. But chiropractic, and I have a special anti-pain CD that I created because I was a pain patient myself and had to cure myself from chronic back pain and shoulder pain. And you get at instinctbasedmedicinestore.com the pain relief CD, which helps many, many people, and you get still 25% off if you go there today. And the code is COAST12. COAST12 is the code to get the 25% for the Coast to Coast listeners for the next 48 hours. And please be hydrated and make sure you have a lot of greens, juice a lot of greens, or have universal greens from awesomesupplements.com. If you want to make yourself feel better. And most of all, please do not give up. If you try something and it doesn't work, go to a different doctor, go to a different chiropractor, have a different approach. Or please write me to instinctbasedmedicine@gmail.com, and I will make sure you get a specialized answer for that so that you really know what I would do if I had your problem.
Okay, we've got Troy now in Des Moines, Iowa, first-time caller. Hey, Troy, thanks for calling.
Hey, George. Great to be on. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
My question is in regards to sleep. I work full-time and a part-time job, and obviously I work overnight, so when I go home, I take care of my two-year-old daughter, and I get about 3 to 4 hours of sleep a day. I mean, I'm off on weekends. So my question, doctor, is there any way I can make up for that? Like if I sleep on the weekends and get 10 hours of sleep, is that good enough?
No, Troy, because the problem really is the body. It's like you cannot run your car out of gas and say, please, car, drive me another 50 miles and I give you gas later. You grind yourself into the ground, Troy. That is really, really dangerous. But there are solutions. First of all, find something fun each day just to do for yourself, like 10, 15 minutes, something that you really, really enjoy, because that gives you a lot of energy back. So there's little tricks we can use, little things I've figured out over time that you can use on a daily basis. You can also use what we call management sleep or power sleep. You can, if you take a break, you take some keys in your hands, put a porcelain plate underneath so that the keys, if they drop, fall into the plate, and you just fall asleep. And the second you really fall asleep, it's usually 3, 4, 5 to 7 minutes, you drop the keys and you wake up again. And it's not enough to produce sleeping hormones. So you got some sleep in, but you're not tired all day because the body did not produce sleeping hormones. And, of course, my CDs from instinctbasedmedicinestore.com give you in 20 minutes the equivalent of 6 to 8 hours of deep, restful sleep. That's scientifically proven. The system is sold over 3 million times, the most endorsed, the most sold system in the world. Even Dr. Bowersox, the main expert for fibromyalgia, is endorsing the system, and a lot of experts out there. So you need to do it on a daily basis. But what you need to do, first of all, enjoy your wonderful child. That helps you a lot to regenerate and get your energy back. And then on the weekends, you're right, sleep the 10 hours, but don't think you can make up. It is just really you make up for regeneration and healing. The body can only heal and regenerate while you sleep, Troy.
In theory, Leonard, you know, assuming you don't get distractions or phone calls, will your body wake you up when it has had enough sleep?
Absolutely. There is, if you're not highly toxic, so that the body constantly tries to cleanse you or heal you, because that's why my grandmother always says, go to bed and sleep yourself healthy if you have the flu or the cold. And that's the only time where you sleep more than you actually physically need, but you need the time for healing. But most people eat before they go to bed, and they don't sleep and they regenerate. They just digest all night long. That's why they have nightmares, and that's why they wake up tired. And if you're toxic, you wake up tired anyway, because the body tries all night long to just to eliminate the toxins via sweat and so on. But it's really, really important for people that they really go to bed and don't eat right before they go to bed.
When you get tired, what is it in your body that has that feeling of being tired? Is it the brain? What is it? What makes you that feel sluggish and tired?
It is partially based on, first of all, it's always lack of energy and mainly lack of oxygen. That's why we are yawning, for example.
Ah. All right.
And so that shows you there's lack of oxygen. And very often we just get tired because we are exhausted. We don't just have the energy anymore, like a mother taking care of four or five children and the husband and the household. Of course, this poor woman is always tired because of exhaustion, not necessarily of lack of sleep. And the basic element is that, of course, it's hormonal. We get hormonal stimulation. Our brain says all of a sudden, now that's it. You need to sleep because you also need to dream. There are experiments done. If you don't dream, you can sleep, but you don't dream for 3 nights, you are a psychiatric patient. You get all kinds of weird symptoms from completely being irritable, having Alzheimer kind of like symptoms and so on. So you need to sleep, but you also need the REM phases where you dream. And your body is telling you that you need to not overload your brain anymore, because we have a short-term memory, and that can only take so much. And if we don't dream, the short-term memory will not be unloaded and put or stored or eliminated. So and this is why we get crazy in the whole meaning of the word if we don't sleep and dream.
Okay, let's go to Jan in Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Jan, go ahead.
Howdy. I saw this guy at this lecture. And he went and got a bunch of crowns put in his mouth. And then when I saw him like a month or two later, he looked like terribly stressed and looked terrible. And with me, when I had a bunch of metals in my mouth, I felt absolutely horrible all the time. So I think metals could cause you a lot of stress.
Oh, stress does it, as you were saying, Leonard. How long does it take the cells to rejuvenate? The bad ones go and the good ones come in.
A maximum of 2 years, but most of the organ cells, the limbic system and so on, is regenerated in 6 weeks to 4 months. And you need 8 months for the lungs, but the kidneys take eight weeks, the liver takes 6 weeks, the skin takes four weeks, some skin parts, the wet skin, 72 hours, 12 hours. So the body regenerates all the time, but the most important thing is if you have dental work done, you need to do a metal detoxification. And as I said, helpingamericanow.com is the best one I know of. But you need to get rid of the toxins, because dentistry is one of the main causes of thyroid cancer due to the x-rays and the fluoridation. And on the other hand, of course, the fear, the pain, that causes a lot of stress. And it really helps if you use my CDs from instinctbasedmedicinestore.com, the stress reduction, but also the champion pack, which gives you motivation, which gives you the power for the daily life. And people can really do a lot if they just look for the basics. Drink a lot of water, do regular detoxification, mybepure.com, and eat a lot of fresh vegetables and food, but also do things that give you fun.
Iowa City, Iowa. Let's see if we can get Emily in, or one or two more. Go ahead, Emily.
Hi, George. This is Emily. I'm calling from the University of Iowa campus, but I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
I'm 21. I'm a childhood cancer survivor. I've talked to you a couple times over the years.
Yes.
And I just wanted to know Dr. Leonard's thoughts on childhood cancer and how stress would relate to a child getting cancer, because I was diagnosed at the age of 10, and I, you know, obviously was living a pretty stress-free life. My biggest stressor was not getting ice cream after dinner.
Yes, ma'am. Of course. The most important part is very often stress is in the mother's body while the fetus is growing. The stress of the mother can already give you a predisposition for cancer, but mainly cancer is caused in children from vaccination, from the mercury and the toxins in vaccination. And that is what these 14% is. There's 86% is stress-related, but 14% is related to toxins in the drinking water, fluoride and chlorine in the drinking water. I use filters from intacthealth.com to protect myself from these 252 different chemicals in drinking water. So that's usually an external cause, mainly caused really by vaccination. Most cancers in children are caused from vaccination or medication, and also drinking water and food preservatives and so on.
Have you covered yet, Leonard, electromagnetic disturbances on the body?
Oh, absolutely. That's the most important part, the cell phones and everything. I completely forgot about that because it's so in my face all the time. If people should go to intacthealth.com and get a electromagnetic frequency protector to be protected from the electromagnetic chaos from your computer and your cell phones. It's intacthealth.com, because it's also with the full body scanners at the airports right now. They kill people right and left 25 times in there, and you're riddled with cancer. After one time, you might already have skin cancer.
What about the poor people who work there and work those machines? What's going to happen to them?
They all get cancer, George. There is no doubt about it. I am absolutely convinced that everybody that works next to these full body scanners,
they're going to get it.
They're going to get it. That's not a maybe.
God, that's scary.
Yeah.
Isn't
it? It's really horrible. These poor people, they try to do their job and think they're doing it to keep us safe. In reality, they are wasting their life away.
All right, Leonard, Dr. Leonard Cordwell, he was our first guest of three that we will have tonight talking about your health. His websites are all linked up right now at coasttocoastam.com. And some of the simple things he has recommended: get your alkaline level back in order. That's called your pH level. Just do a Google search on that. There's books. You can go to his website. He's got that newsletter out there available to you as well. Just study, study, study. That's the most important thing. Up next will be Anne Louise Gittleman. She's going to be talking about things that you can eat to detoxify yourself, and that's very important as well. By the way, on our next Coast to Coast program, that'll be tomorrow, split program for 2 hours, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us with some of her thoughts about the future. And John Hogue joins us, the expert on Nostradamus. As we get close to 2012, what could happen? We'll be back in a moment. Coast to Coast continues.